club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpy.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And welcome to the Rush Hour with MG. It's Maroon here filling in for Liam, who is having a little bit of a night off, MG.
He's getting his hair permed, I think, tonight.
Really? He would look good with a perm. You would look good with a perm, too. Well, you look good with anything no. But his hair.
How was your day? You look like you were a bit flustered. What's going on?
I was actually at the gym there, and I was having a little bit of a workout. But I actually only go to the gym for a good gossip, backstab a few people and look at myself in the mirror, have a bit of a gossip, and I get the phone call from your producer saying Liam's away.
Yeah.
First thing that goes through my head, cha-ching, where do I sign?
And we have a couple of listeners in here to watch us today.
Yeah, yeah.
Dan and Bluey, who are brothers. You know their great uncle.
Well, I went to school at Mount Carmel at Waterloo. We've just discovered that the great Father Doyle, anyone from around there would know Father Doyle, who used to get around Waterloo in his LJ Tirana. That's their great... He's their great uncle, yeah.
Yeah.
He married me and Miss Portugal.
Oh, wow. You're telling some good stuff about you and Miss Portugal that we couldn't go to just before we won. Massive show today. Massive show. We've got Ricky Stewart coming on. We've got Bulldog Richie, who's got some unbelievable mail coming out of both Melbourne and Brisbane and Manly. And we've got... we're going to let you know who we think our Deli M Award winners will be.
Okay, but let's have some rules up front.
Right.
None of yours can be Penrith.
Okay.
And none of mine can be Souths.
Deal.
Is that fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, let's do it. It's the Rush Hour with MG. We're going to come back and talk more footy with Bulldog Richie at Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Maroon filling in for Liam. Stick around. We're going to talk about who we think should win the various Dally M Awards. So we'll talk about that in the course of the show. The great Ricky Stewart, we chat to him on the line as well. But just after 6:40, we are going to talk about Kalyn Ponga and the All Blacks. Hang around for that.
Stay tuned.
Rush Hour, Triple M. Time for this.
Trending now.
Yeah, here is a man that's always got his finger on the pulse, his ear to the ground. When we talk rugby league, we talk to this guy, Dean Bulldog Richie.
Good evening, Maroon. Good evening, MG.
Let's talk about what's going on, Bulldog. When I saw this, this shocked me. Oh, this shocked me.
The sombrero?
Munster to the Roosters, yeah.
Yeah, now the males is getting stronger, guys, about Munster to the Roosters. It would be for 2020. Quite clearly, that would mean Cooper Cronk has come and gone. Adam O'Brien, the assistant coach at Melbourne Storm, who Munster admires greatly, will be a Roosters assistant coach next year. So there's a clear link there for Munster. Nick Politis wants Munster, and Nick Politis generally gets his man. So it's a really watch this space situation. No doubt if it happens that everyone in social will be up in arms over Roosters buying another star. But look, they can't talk to him until November the 1st, but you watch, by November 2, I think the mail will be getting stronger and stronger that the Chooks are in there with a big money offer.
Also, hearing Doggy, the hottest forward prospect in the game, Tevita Pengai Jr., might be getting restless.
Yeah, the mail out of Brisbane, MG, he's committed to staying. He wants to stay a Bronco. He's having a few management issues, so he hasn't signed anything and won't until November. Having said that, he's a big fan of Wayne Bennett. Mm. And if, in fact, Bennett is punted after this year, which we're hearing is a chance, or even the following year, which will happen, it may sway Pengai Jr. to say, well, you know what? If he goes, I go too. There was some links again to the Roosters about 3 months ago, but Newcastle is a club I'm hearing right now. I'm monitoring the situation very, very closely. This guy is a sensation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, Doggy, this one, you can't make this stuff up, mate. You can't make this stuff up. Now, Daly Cherry Evans, they moved heaven and earth to pull him back from that Titans deal, sign him to a 10-year deal with Manly. Now, Trent's moving on from Manly. Am I hearing right? DCE wants out of Manly as well?
There was speculation, Maroon, that he may go. I think you'll find he's still got 4 years left. The question I have is, with all due respect, I just can't see what other club would want to take up Daly's contract, which is worth about $1.2 million a year. Today, Lyle Gorman, the CEO, had a players' meeting at Manly. He called all the senior players in to try and explain where the club is heading, whether the resources are going to be coming, where the coaching situation is up to, and just letting them know that the Pens are in there for the long haul. Apparently, during the meeting and after it, Terry Evans committed, saying, I'm not going anywhere, I'm staying. So for all those Manly fans concerned that DCE might be on the move, because he did back Trent Barrett very heavily in the press conference last weekend, guys, which did put the Pens in a very awkward position, but it looks like Terry, in the cold, hard light of day, has settled down, realised Manly is his club, realised that's where the big money is, and realised that's where he'll finish his career.
If I had to get your crystal balls out of your kennel, and you looked, you forecast your football brain 5 years down the track, where will Manly be playing out of?
OMG, look, they're still very hopeful. Mate, I've been writing about this for 25 years about Brookvale, so every time they tell me something about Brookvale, my eyes tend to glaze over because I've heard it all before. But I have spoken to the Penn family today, and they do think there is some light there. They're hoping to have a centre of excellence built down there very soon at the northern end of the ground. It wouldn't be the be-all that would make Brookvale an elite boutique ground, but it's a starting point. There'd be seats out the front, and that's where they'd house their football officers, coaching staff and administration. They're hoping they could make some announcement before Christmas. So look, if they can do that, MG,
that'd be nice.
It gets the ball rolling for Brookie, and from there, their master plan could take them into stages 2, 3 and 4. Because I think we all agree, as much as it's a dilapidated old lady who's been forgotten, none of us really want to lose Brookvale because it's such a famous old suburban ground.
My favourite. Favourite player as a Panther.
But I tell you what, we got to go now, Bulldog, but an argument for another day is I don't believe the NRL offers clubs enough money to relocate. They offer them $15 million or something. Clubs will spend that in 6 weeks.
Make it 25.
Mate, they've got to make it more. Anyway, Doggy, we'll talk to you again on the Rush Hour.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys, for having me.
See you, champion.
He's a good fella, Rush Hour with MG.
I like what you said then, buddy, about the relocation fee. That doesn't seem to have gone up in about 10 years, that 15 mil.
Oh, you can imagine how quickly a club would tear through 15 mil relocating. But I tell you what, something interesting you got onto in there. Tevita Pengai Jr.
Wow, what a player.
I mean, isn't he? Like this
crew
of back rowers the Broncos have got coming through at the moment. But this Pengai Jr., where do you see him?
Well, they've got Fifita off and Ngawi. And outside of Taumalolo and Sam Burgess, I think Tevita Pengai Jr. is probably the most destructive forward outside of them too. I hope he stays at Brisbane, but if not, maybe Penrith.
Oh, they don't. What?
Him and Billy Kick out in the back row.
They're getting to be like the Roosters of the Western Suburbs.
Come on, mate. We're the Fibros, brother.
Now you want Pengai Jr.
We're the Fibros.
Spoil for choice. This is the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Maroon filling in for Liam. We're going to have our own look at the Dally M Awards and who should win what, who should be Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year. Maybe you want to have your say too. 133353 is our number. It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG Maroon here filling in for Liam. A little bit later on, we're going to do MG's power rankings. The best Raiders of all time, and not easy to jam five Raiders in because there was some great Raiders players, particularly through those early to mid-90s, but we'll talk more about that a little bit later on, MG, because right now it's time for this. Yes, indeed. Break out your dinner suit. Break out your frocks. We don't break out the red carpet here. We break out the lino for the Dally MGs. They're like the Dally M's, only they're the Dally MGs.
They're ours. And look, if you are sitting at home and want to play along, we're going to nominate our Rookie of the Year, our Coach of the Year, our Most Improved Player of the Year, and our Dally M Player of the Year. And if you want to nominate any of those, 133353, might even be a nice Stay Around in Sydney t-shirt involved.
And there might be this little rule, only rule we set in place, that you couldn't say any Penrith players and I couldn't say any Souths players.
Correct.
All right, so who have you got for your Rookie of the Year in the Dally MGs?
I think we both concur here. It's Jermaine Asako from the from the Broncos, because we're both in love with the psycho.
Yeah, we are. But, you know, not only his playing ability, MG.
Kicks goals.
But, you know, under pressure, he can kick goals. That wins, and look at Origin.
Yeah.
You know, two games in that, you know, in that
four
middle
points,
game.
Yeah. So are we both the psycho?
We're going to psycho.
Okay.
What have you got here for Coach of the Year?
I can't go past your bloke, Anthony Seibold. I think 13th last year, wasn't it? The Rabbitohs came. Yeah. He went in and reinvented the wheel in a subtle type of way. You got the big boys up front, the Burgess twins, scoring tries. He's got some flamboyant backline play, which I love watching. So, Seibold for mine.
Okay, I've gone Craig Bellamy.
Yeah, that's it there. I can't argue with that either.
All right, well, for he loses Cooper Cronk. We think, well, it's time for the demise of the Melbourne Storm. He has to play around with who plays halfback. He's had a couple of little cracks at who should play halfback. He finally gets that right. They're sitting on top of the competition. He uncovers blokes like Joey Stimson, Curtis Scott. They've only played 30 games each. So I'm going the old Fox.
Well, the good thing, because you're the silver badger. The good thing about Bellamy, he makes ordinary players into rep players, and that's the biggest rep you can give anyone.
What about, who have you got for most improved player?
Oh, Damien Cook by far.
Right.
By far. He was lucky to get a first grade berth last year.
Yeah.
And he's come along leaps and bounds, and now he's an Origin player. He'll be a test player and maybe close to the Dally M player of the year.
Okay. I've gone Luke Brooks.
Most improved?
Yeah,
I can't argue with that either.
Defensively, he's better. His game management is better. But not only that, MG, he's done all that on the back of this BS about Ivan Cleary's son coming to the Tigers, what's going to happen there, or Ivan's going back to Penrith, or Nathan's coming. This kid's the West Tigers halfback, and for mine, he's the most improved player in the game, and everything he's had to put up with mentally through all of that. I wonder if anyone's even asked him.
Well, he's the last one of the big four, Woods and Moses and Tedesco, and he stayed, and he's a Tiger favourite, and for good reason.
Okay, we'll go to the phones before we get to the big one.
Let's go to the phones before we nominate our Dally M Player of the Year.
133353. Michael from Campbelltown is on the line. Michael, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG. What would you like to say? Who are you going to nominate?
Most improved, Luke Brooks, easy.
Yeah.
Hands down.
He's had a good year, mate, hasn't he?
Hasn't had a bad game. He hasn't put a foot wrong. Every kick he's done, he's backed up, he's run hard, defended well. And as you guys were saying, all with the pressure outside the game.
Yeah, well said, Michael.
Charlie, let's send that man a T-shirt, brother. All our callers tonight will get T-shirts. Actually, I'm feeling really, really generous.
Oh, all the callers getting...
Yeah, let's go. Let's go through them.
Anyone from the Maroon family around Redfern who's been hassling me about an MG T-shirt, now's your time to call. Let's go to the Central Coast. Troy, what about you? What's the category you want to vote in?
Oh, mate, he can win every award, I guess, but Latrell Mitchell...
Yeah.
Improved player of the year, mate, doesn't matter, he wins it.
That's a great one. That's a really good one. As most improved, and at the moment he's in a purple patch and deadly at the moment every time he gets the ball.
Is it last year? Might have been the year before, off the cuff, but he got rested from first grade for a while, didn't he? Maybe it was the year before. Anyway, Troy, good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
Get the shirt, brother, and make sure it fits.
Okay, the Rush Hour with MG. MG and Maroon in tonight. Our number is 133353. Jared is in Alfords Point, mate. What about you? You want to vote for Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, definitely. I think Lachlan Lewis is the Rookie of the Year, boys. I think because he's been a shining light for the Dogs, considering they've had such a really poor season, and he's got a good head on his shoulders there.
Yeah, I can't agree. I can't disagree. He's been great for them and probably won't have enough games in the bank to pull out the Rookie of the Year, but then you've got blokes like AJ Brimson who have come along beautifully this year. Sarko, but I think Sarko's got it locked and loaded.
Okay, will we take another one for the awards on the phone? 133353. Let's go to your neck of the woods, Penrith. Shane, mate, you're speaking to Penrith royalty here, the mayor himself, Mark Guy. Shane, what did you want to say?
Oh, mate, I just wanted to say Josh Adokar by far. Easy. Easy, most improved.
Now, he's pretty good last year, though. Scored a runaway try in the grand final.
Didn't play Origin. Yeah.
Yeah, this year he's been the outstanding winger.
All right, Shane.
We can't disagree with all these nominees, and I think they just rang up because they want shirts.
Yeah, they did.
But very good nominees from every person who rang. Now let's get to the main award of the year, the Dally MG.
Okay, who have you got? I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, do you have a second place?
I've got a Smokey.
Okay, who is your second place for Dally M Player of the Year?
The bloke we just spoke about, Pengai Jr.
Okay.
As a Smokey.
All right.
But I think the Dally MG this year will go to Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is your Dally M Player of the Year.
Yep. I think he polls a lot every time they win, and they've been winning.
You know what, MG? I couldn't stick to the rules, mate.
You went with the South player.
You had to go with Damien Cook. Yeah, I left it wide open for you.
Didn't you hear the rules?
But I left it wide open for you.
I gave him my bloody most improved.
Did you see that try he scored against Melbourne? The South players won't forget where they were that night. Come on, Damien Cook has got to be, if I'm being professional, he's got to be the Dally M Player of the Year.
Jeez, you just changed the rules, you Rabbitohs. Don't you? He's changing.
I could not.
Anyway, I've got a surprise for you next. I've got something that I want to pick a fight with you and pick up something you said on Sunday that I heard while nursing a slight hangover.
Heard you had a hangover on Sunday.
Heard you talking about me as well.
The Rush Hour with MG. We'll do that next.
Yeah.
Triple M.
Get up close with a legend.
Oh, Dyer and Lewis. Yep. They're mouthing off at each other.
Just like Wally did.
They push and shout.
The Triple M Rush Hour. MG.
Yeah, welcome back to it. The Rush Hour with MG only on 104.9 Triple M here in Sydney, MG.
As I mentioned before that, I have a little bone to pick with you, Mr.
What's this
Mr.
all about?
Maroon.
What's this all about?
Well,
I thought only that people that wanted to fight me with those three palookas on the Sunday show.
No, I don't want to fight you. I just want to, as I said, I want to get some clarity on what you said last Sunday as I was laying on the lounge. I didn't know if I heard properly because I was laying there and, you know, I was in a...
Intensive care?
No, kind of. I was coming good. And then I heard this and nearly choked on my Barocca.
Mark Geyer, our great Mark Geyer, who was a lovely friend of ours and a mayor of Penrith, he has gone out and kind of, well, I'm calling bullshit on him a little bit because he has gone out and taken this segment away and used it on his own. Have a listen to this.
Going forward, the bosses of our game, Todd and Peter, if I can call you Todd and Peter, must implement something in our game that makes sure we never see such a coaching interrupted season again. I've had enough. Let me off the merry-go-round, the carousel, whatever you want to call it. I'm dizzy. It's coaches we're talking. These aren't even blokes playing the game where they're dominating headlines and after headline. That's bullshit.
So he's taken our concept and he hasn't consulted any of us. So, MG, we love you, brother, but there'll be some correspondence with our legal team.
Oh, that's what's called. I use the word bullshit.
No, we'll see. I call bullshit. That's our Sunday segment.
No,
that. You've taken it without, and you've used it on this.
I said it's bullshit. I'm not calling it.
It's like that's my intellectual property, mate. And you have used it as a template.
What would you take as payment for me to use that again?
I'll take one of those shirts that you're giving out. So
okay, $50.
All right, and coming up and $50. Yeah. Beautiful. Coming up too, we'll do MG's power rankings thanks to Tyre Power, the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Maroon filling in for Liam tonight. Not often we get to speak to rugby league royalty, but we've got some on the phone right now. 203 games for the Raiders, just over 200 there. And then he moved on to the Bulldogs, where he finished his career with 40 games for the Doggies, a stack of games for Origin for Australia, and, of course, one of the successful coaches, the more successful of the last couple of decades. Ricky Stewart, welcome.
Thanks, Anthony. How are you, mate?
Fantastic, mate.
Very emotional weekend, Sticky, last weekend. The Ricky Stewart Foundation just seems to go from strength to strength. I know this is very close to your heart. And the players now are buying into this ethos that you have. That if it's important to one, it's important to us all.
Yeah, it was very well spoken by Brett White on Sunday afternoon. And, you know, there's no pretense there, MG. We're very serious about our values and our culture, and I was proud of the players on the weekend, and you know, it was a very special moment for Emery Gula making his debut, and a lovely speech by his mother to come in and present the jumper to him.
For those that are listening to this interview and you haven't seen the Emery Gula presentation from his mother, I'll do yourself a favour in all our socials. We've put them on there, Instagram, Twitter, on our Facebook. It's one of the most amazing things that I've seen before a game. Usually, if we paint a picture, Sticky, the jersey gets presented to a rookie by someone from the club who's played in that same position, or, you know, somebody. Very rarely is it someone's mum. And this time, Emre's mum, basically, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
No, the parents, Emre's parents and family, following him everywhere. They're a very, very close family, and I know one of our away trips, when we're on the way home after games in Sydney, we meet them at a certain point in Sydney, and they've got a wonderful Turkish restaurant, and we get a lot of takeaway food, and they look after us, as you could imagine. They're just beautiful people, and it was very touching having Emre's mother come in and present the jumper. Was I know it really gave the boys a buzz, and it was something that you can't create those moments, mate, can you?
It's no. Just
something that was very real and very touching.
Rick, what about back on the field, mate? I want to talk about the area of recruitment. You lose a couple this year, obviously Paulo, Shannon Boyd, Blake Austin. So you lose a couple of big names, but you've never had any trouble attracting good talent that maybe other clubs have missed. And I'm talking about blokes like Tarpanay or Rapinoe. Have you got anyone new coming along?
Well, we're consistently looking. I mean, it's a big job, recruiting, and it's a difficult one. And sometimes when you're losing two or three big names, people expect you to go and you have the money to go and buy two or three big names. Well, it doesn't always work out that way because other players you're re-signing, I've never re-signed a bloke who wanted to stay for less, so you've got to pay him more. and rightly so with a lot of them. So, you know, it's something that it chews up a bit of your cap, but we've got a couple of boys from England we've signed, an international, and a young boy who I think will be an international at some stage, Ryan Sutton and John Bateman. So they'll be two good additions to the squad, and we've extended a number of boys. It's a big job recruiting, and Joey Tapanay's had a wonderful year. Elliot Whitehead and Josh Hodgson, who's back now, they've been great recruits for us too. The Pommy boys have been wonderful, and they're very good with our culture and the way they're just footy players. The Pommies are just footy players. I'm really looking forward to getting another two of the boys over at the end of the season.
Yeah, I Josh Hodgson, he really can't value the loss he was this year. You know, he did well to get back on the field and be a pivotal person in your run home, I suppose. But as soon as he came back on after a long layoff with that ACL, he immediately made an impact, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a great impact in that game, MG, and now that was probably one of our, along with the weekend, one of our better games, better performances. It was the only game this year where we've had Jack and Hodgo play together because of Jack's suspension, which is, through no fault of anyone else but our own. And it's just been a frustrating season in regards to not having that continuous combination on the field at once. But you get to this part of the season, you want to be preparing for semi-final football, not to be looking at your break.
Rick, what about this coaching merry-go-round, mate? It's absolutely Burko. And just when I feel like I've heard it all, somebody says late last week, Trent Barrett's coming to Canberra. He's going to coach him. Ricky's going to move into a coaching director's role. Did you hear that one, Ricky?
Yeah, I did. I had a couple of journos ring me, and I just agreed with them. I said, yeah, I know, it's good mail.
What can you do? I mean, what else can you do? I mean, that's the thing. Like, we buy into it. We're in the media, and we look when there's something like that coming up. But for 2 weeks, it went on, and we all of a sudden we forgot about why we're on the radio or on TV or writing from newspapers. It's about the product, and that's rugby league. We've got semi-finals around the corner. We've got an unbelievable close competition, but sometimes we forget that. Before we let you go, and Emre Guler is just they're the stories we want to see more of in rugby league. It's raw. It's honest. It's the hardship the parents go through to follow their boys or their girls in another sport. And sometimes we don't capture that, and on the weekend, the Raiders, bravo, because you captured it and you showed the world how you felt about it, and I'm glad you did. Good on you, buddy.
Good on you, Rick. Yeah, 3 o'clock Saturday, Rabbitohs and Raiders live on Triple M. All the best here for the rest of the year, Rick.
Thanks very much, guys. Enjoy talking to you.
Good on you, mate. One of the many games you can catch on the Triple M network across the weekend. Raiders, Rabbitohs, 3 o'clock on Saturday, GIO Stadium as Triple M rocks the footy. Always great to catch up with Ricky Stewart. I love his passion for the game. I love how he loves the team he coaches. Like, he is a Raiders man through and through.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kind of came into first grade just before you, or maybe perhaps around at the same time. And that's when I started to watch the game as an adult, and he was such a great player, you know.
Yeah, we're the same age. Mm. He came in at 88, and he'll be featuring in my power rankings, which will be coming up very shortly.
Okay, we got some red-hot gossip, some cracking good gossip about Kalyn Ponga, which will get tongues wagging. We'll do that next. The Rush Hour with MG on Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the Catch Up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
But I'm not too sure, you know, what my future holds and whether I'm going to stay in league or, you know, change codes. But if I was to go back to rugby union, I'd probably want to strive for that black jumper. I think it's a pinnacle. Well, they are the best sporting organisation in the world. The way they hold themselves and their values and their morals, just the little things they do make them, you know, that step above everyone else. So it'd be, to put that jersey on would be pretty special.
Yeah, what about that? Rush Hour with MG, Triple M. MG, Kaanem Ponga speaking to TVNZ about his desire to play for the All Blacks. Where did that come from?
I'm not sure, but it makes me a little bit nervous.
What did you think of that?
Well, obviously, every young Kiwi's aspirations are to, if you're playing union, is to play for the All Blacks. They are, the, as you mentioned, one of the greatest organisations in the world, let alone just down this part of the world, in Australasia. But you've still got a lot of origin and test matches to play yet, Kalen, before you go to miss the All Blacks.
Yeah, good point. Well, coming up next, we've got the power ratings, the best raiders of all time. That's coming up next. The Rush Hour with MG, only on Triple M. Stay right there.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, 104.9 Triple M. Been a good night, MG.
Been a fantastic night. Thanks for coming and joining me.
And it ends with this.
Press that button there, Big Drew.
The good old power rankings. Thanks so much, Tyre Power.
There you go. This is time for you to put that fishnet socket singlet on.
Yeah.
And start tweaking them.
Yeah, Tyre Power. Buy four selected Pirelli tyres and receive $100 Westfield FBOS gift card. What are your power rankings tonight, MG?
Well, on the back of Ricky Stewart having a chat to us, I thought I'd nominate the five best Raiders, in my opinion, since 1982, which is all time.
But this is a hard job.
It's very hard.
Okay, here we go.
Five.
Steve Boxhead Walters, until a guy called Cameron Smith came along. Steve Walters was the best hooker we'd ever seen. Tough number nine, played 14 origins and 15 tests for Australia.
Four.
The man himself, Ricky Stewart, after crossing codes from Union in 88, Stewart was an instant success with a sublime passing and kicking game we hadn't seen before, winning three premierships for the mighty Green Machine.
Yeah.
Three.
Bradley Clyde. A prodigy who burst onto the scene as an 18-year-old and won the Clive Churchill medal twice. Clyde was a perfectly balanced runner of the ball who changed the way lock forwards played forever.
Two.
Laurie Loz Daly, the freakish Daly, debuted in 87, playing 244 games for his beloved Raiders. And he also won three premierships while playing and captaining his state and country. Loz had a freakish turn of pace and was an extremely underrated defender, especially at origin level.
One.
How can you go past the new immortal, Mau Meninga? Now an immortal of our game, which basically says it all, Tone. Mau would skipper the Raiders to its three premierships while also doing the same at a state and national level. An icon of our game, Meninga put Canberra on the map as a rugby league juggernaut.
That's the power rankings. Missed out Glenn Lazarus, but what can you do? See you tomorrow night.
He's Tone. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.